buying online is the easiest way for many people to get tickets to their favorite team's game or favorite artist concert. If you can, it's a good idea to buy tickets directly from a venue or go on the team or artist's official website. However, sometimes it makes sense to buy resale tickets. Online ticket marketplaces and resellers can help you get tickets to a sold-out event or at a discount. Unfortunately, not all ticket sources are trustworthy. Ticket sales are the source of thousands of BBB consumer complaints each year. Extra fees, resale pricing for high-demand shows, and shady sellers can all make prices skyrocket. Buyers also must beware of counterfeit tickets. You're more likely to encounter scams if you buy resale tickets from people outside the venue, on the street, or through online auctions, ads, or social media. Scammers may impersonate the websites, emails, or phone numbers of well-known ticket vendors. So how can you avoid scams when buying tickets? Well, first, purchase from the venue. This is the best way to make sure you get a legitimate ticket. Many official ticket sales agents now offer resale options too. And know your source. If you don't purchase directly from the venue, the next safest option is a legitimate vendor. You can look up the seller on BBB.org to check for BBB accreditation and read reviews. You can also check to see if the seller is a member of the National Association of Ticket Brokers, which offers a 200% purchase guarantee on tickets. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You may see online ads for tickets at extremely low prices. Use your best judgment. These may be scams, especially if the source isn't a well-known vendor. Also, verify. When using a resale website, check to make sure it has a secure purchase system by looking for the lock symbol or HTTPS in the web address. And don't click on links to resale websites in emails or ads. One common scam is to impersonate the website of a well-known ticket company to sell fake tickets. And use a credit card. That way you have some recourse if your tickets are fraudulent. You won't be able to get your money back if you use cash or debit. And beware of sellers who ask you to leave a major platform to pay them or use an unusual payment method like payment apps, wire transfers, or gift cards. And to avoid overpaying for tickets, it's important to understand fees and know your rights. The FTC recently announced a new rule on unfair or deceptive fees, which prohibits bait-and-switch pricing and other tactics used to mislead people about event ticket fees. Under this rule, vendors must disclose the total price up front, display it prominently, and describe what fees are being charged and why. And review all policies before you buy. Verify how the seller will handle returns, transfers, and refunds if your ticket is fraudulent. Before you pay, sellers should tell you the location of your seats and when you'll receive the tickets. And to protect your ticket purchase, buy resale tickets from a source that also sells primary tickets. These vendors will create an entirely new barcode when you purchase a resale ticket, which means you are the only person to use it. Beware of ticket scalpers and use caution when buying a ticket from someone you don't personally know. To file a complaint or report a ticket-related scam, visit BBB.org.